The Rational Optimist, How Prosperity Evolves, by Matt Ridley, read by L.J. Ganser. This division of labor, from which so many advantages are derived, is not originally the effect of any human wisdom which foresees and intends that general opulence to which it gives occasion. It is the necessary, though very slow and gradual, consequence of a certain propensity in human nature, which has in view no such extensive utility. Propensity to truck, barter, and exchange, one thing for another. Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. Prologue. When Ideas Have Sex. In other classes of animals, the individual advances from infancy to age or maturity, and he attains, in the compass of a single life, to all the perfection his nature can reach. But in the humankind, the species has a progress as well as the individual. They build in every subsequent age on foundations formerly laid. Adam Ferguson, An Essay on the History of Civil Society, 1767. On my desk as I write sit two artifacts of roughly the same size and shape. One is a cordless computer mouse, the other a hand axe from the Middle Stone Age, 500,000 years old. Both are designed to fit the human hand, to obey the constraints of being used by human beings. But they are vastly different. One is a complex confection of many substances with intricate internal design, reflecting multiple strands of knowledge. The other is a single substance, reflecting the skill of a single individual. The difference between them shows that the human experience of today is vastly different from the human experience of 500,000 years ago. This audiobook is about the rapid, continuous, and incessant change that human society experiences in a way that no other animal does. To a biologist, this is something that needs explaining. In the past 2 decades, I have written 4 books about how similar human beings are to other animals. This audiobook is about how different they are from other animals. What is it about human beings that enables them to keep changing their lives in this tumultuous way? It is not as if human nature changes. Just as the hand that held the hand axe was the same shape as the hand that holds the mouse, so people always have and always will seek food, desire sex, care for offspring, compete for status, and avoid pain, just like any other animal. Many of the idiosyncrasies of the human species are unchanging, too. You can travel to the farthest corner of the earth and still expect to encounter singing, smiling, speech, sexual jealousy, and a sense of humor, none of which you would find to be the same in a chimpanzee. You could travel back in time and empathize easily with the motives of Shakespeare, Homer, Confucius, and the Buddha. If I could meet the man who painted exquisite images of rhinos on the wall of the Chauvet Cave in southern France 32,000 years ago, I have no doubt that I would find him fully human in every psychological way. There is a great deal of human life that does not change. Yet, to say that life is the same as it was 32,000 years ago would be absurd. In that time, my species has multiplied by 100,000%, from perhaps 3 million to nearly 7 billion people. It has given itself comforts and luxuries to a level that no other species can even imagine. It has colonized every habitable corner of the planet and explored almost every uninhabitable one. It has altered the appearance, the genetics, and the chemistry of the world, and pinched perhaps 23% of the productivity of all land plants for its own purposes. It has surrounded itself with peculiar, non-random arrangements of atoms called technologies, which it invents, reinvents, and discards almost continuously. This is not true for other creatures, not even brainy ones like chimpanzees, bottlenose dolphins, parrots, and octopi. They may occasionally use tools, they may occasionally shift their ecological niche, but they do not raise their standard of living or experience economic growth. They do not encounter poverty either. They do not progress from one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?